Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages, and thousands are tuning in each week to receive spiritual nourishment and blessing. You know, the Bible is the only source of lasting hope. It's God's holy word. You know as well as I do that we can't rely on the words of men because men change. They're unreliable. Just think of all the unkept promises that people make, maybe even specific promises that they made to you personally. But God is not like that. God is unchanging. He keeps His promises. His word is the same yesterday and today and forever. The psalmist David said in Psalm 119 and verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled or established in heaven." So you and I can depend on God's word. And because God's word is unchanging and reliable, we share this teaching with many people around the world in different languages, in both audio and print. And we receive many testimonies of lives that have been transformed by the power of the gospel. Here's a testimony from a listener in Kenya. "Thank you for the good teachings. I am lifted by the word of God as it is speaking to me through you. May the Lord bless and lift you higher always." And then here's another one. "I need to learn how to study the Bible and grow my faith. Please pray for me. I have pain in my leg and waist. And also, my son is jobless and he is in bad company." Let's pray for this listener right now. Heavenly Father, thank you that you care about every living person on earth. And thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus, your only Son, to die in our place, taking the punishment for our sins. And now, Father, I pray for this listener who is experiencing pain in his body and pain in his family. I pray that you, in mercy, would touch him and relieve the physical pain. But I also pray that you will speak to the heart of his son so he will understand the dangerous path he is on. And bless, too, our study in the Word together today. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now here's Dr. Yoder with today's teaching, some important comparisons.
In everyday life, we learn by comparing one thing with another. Most likely in your community, you have certain sayings like, "hard as stone," or "dark as night." These are comparisons we are very familiar with. To make comparisons is a good way to learn, because what we do not know, we can compare with that which we do know. Sometimes, we may see someone who reminds us of a friend or a member of our family. If we watch carefully, we can discern traits that identify that person or identify an object. But we must know what we're looking for. We have a saying in English like this: "Birds of feather flock together." No matter what kind of a bird, storks or whatever, they usually travel together, don't they? So it is true in other considerations of life. We learn by comparisons. The same things go together. I want you to listen now and watch in the Bible as I read John 8, 37 to 47. "I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus answered them, If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth which I have heard of God. This Abraham did not do. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, We are not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither did I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my words? Because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and did not abide in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear them, because you are not of God. From our text, I mean to examine certain areas which should help us to understand which comparisons are very important. There is father-likeness, or family identity. Each of us has certain traits that make us clearly a part of our family. You have yours, I have mine. And Jesus drew a comparison on that very point. He says, You do what your father says, I do what my father says. And yet Jesus went beyond the physical likeness. He took it to the moral and spiritual dimension. Conduct is controlled by the model we follow. And he said, He does the Father's will, and they do their Father's will. They appealed to the fact that Abraham was their father, but they were only thinking of the physical. And Jesus pointed out to them that what they were attempting to do to him, their father Abraham, if indeed he was their father, did not do. No claim will do in family lines until the deeds match the claim. So here is one comparison, father likeness. There's a second comparison, God likeness. Here they made a very futile proposal. They said, God is our Father. They implied that Jesus was born of fornication because he was born of the Virgin. They said, We are not born of fornication. God is our Father. They tried to make a spiritual appeal. But Jesus tested them with a proof. He said, If God were your father, you would love me. But you do not love me. I came from God, and I am going to God, but you do not love me. I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither did I come of myself, he said, but he sent me. Oh, my friend, heart attitude is so very important. He said, Why do you not understand my words? Because you cannot hear my word. Heart attitudes are so very, very important. Empty claims are useless unless backed by proper conduct. No one can claim to be godlike and not love Jesus. No one can claim to be godlike and not love Jesus. There's a third comparison, truth-likeness. Here Jesus sets forth a very significant exclusion. He excludes the devil. He says there's no truth in him, there's no peace in him, he's a murderer and a liar from the beginning, and all who follow him are like him? He never knew what it was to walk in truth. He speaks a lie, and when he does, he speaks of his own, because he's a father of lies. And then the conclusion, a very sober one, all who follow the devil are like him. So that there is also an exclusion of unbelievers. I discovered something here, my friend. Truth divides. The truth of God divides. Why do you not believe me? I tell you the truth, but you do not believe me, Jesus said. And he went on to say the truth has its source in God. God's words are truth. I want you to be sure and understand this. Which of you convicts me of sin, he asked. And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's word. I must insist, my friend, that truth divides. It separates error from truth. Only those who follow God can have any claim on truth. These comparisons strike home to us, do they not? What does your conduct reveal about you? Your father likeness is showing. I appeal to you, believe God and accept the truth, and God can surely bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for reminding us that only those who follow Jesus can have any legitimate claim on the truth. And by the way, it's not our truth. It's God's truth, and it's revealed to us in His holy word, what we call the Bible. My friend, was this teaching helpful to you? If so, you can request a copy of it either on an audio CD or in a printed script. Just ask for it by the title, Some Important Considerations. Now, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. If you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take your questions to the Holy Scripture and find an answer. We want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and in your relationship with Jesus. So write to us today. And friend, if you do not have a Bible and you can't afford to buy one, please let us know. We will gladly send a copy to you without charge. Now, this offer is only for those who do not have a copy of God's Word and cannot afford to purchase one. If you meet those qualifications, you may request a copy of the Scriptures from us without cost. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Some Important Comparisons. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of John. In his teaching, Dr. Yoder will speak on the subject, Why Jesus is Supreme. You don't want to miss that. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.